Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken for Friday, August 27th, 2021. We're brought to you by the Hoosier Hardwood Festival. It starts today, all weekend long, at the Marion County Fairgrounds. Here's what you've got. At noon today, when the thing opens, you have the Dan Dockett Show on 107.5 The Fan. Dan's going to be out there live and in person, ready to take your questions. And I want everybody out there to ask him what it was like to play for and coach for Bob Knight. The Lumberjack Show. Nothing he loves more than that question. Lumberjack camps today. Chainsaw carving artists and an auction of their wares. You've got lots of wood-based arts and crafts. And you know what? You can buy all the equipment you need to do those arts and crafts and do all kinds of woodwork yourself. That's out at the Marion County Fairgrounds today. Noon to 8, Saturday. 9 to 8, Sunday. 9 to 3. I'll be doing Inside Indiana Sports now at the Marion County Fairgrounds this afternoon at the Hoosier Hardwood Festival. Cannot wait to see you there. I'll be there Sunday too. The wife and I, Julie and I, we're going to buy stuff for the house because, frankly, we're tired of particle board stuff falling apart after 2 years. I want to buy stuff made out of real wood by real craftsmen. That's what I'm going to do. If you like this video, hit the like button. I appreciate it. If you want to get into our final fantasy football league, you know what? Send me a DM. It's just that easy. On Twitter, it's at Ken Sterling. On Facebook, just click the button and direct message me, and we'll get you in. If we have to create another league, we'll do that. We'll fill as many leagues as we can. We've got a bunch, but we'll keep doing it because it's nothing but fun, right? We got all season long to talk about the NFL, and this makes out-of-market games a little bit more fun. We got an in-market game tonight. The Colts, the Lions, final preseason game. Final opportunity for a lot of these guys on the 80-man roster to make the 53-man roster. A lot of people fighting for a practice squad spot. This is like the third preseason game is like a mini episode or a longer episode, actually, of American Idol, where you're watching these guys and you're saying, you know what? I think we need to keep six wide receivers because Desmond Patman and Michael Strahan both project to be really, really good NFL wide receivers. This is what building an NFL roster is for Chris Ballard. This is what he wants. He wants hard decisions. He doesn't want to have to say, you know what, we got 48 guys who can play, and I don't know what we're going to do with the last five spots. We don't have anybody else who can play dead. You don't want that. You want 60 guys you would covet on your 53-man roster. You want guys that you turn away to sign elsewhere. You want that. For God's sake, it shows that you've built a roster with depth. And so as the Colts make this decision, as it's Frank Reich and Chris Ballard sitting down and saying, okay, do we want to keep an extra offensive lineman, D lineman, linebacker, or wide receiver? What are we going to do? Look, it doesn't matter in all likelihood, and you don't want it to matter at the end of the day, whether the Colts carry five or six wide receivers. You've got T.Y. Hilton. You've got Michael Pittman Jr. You've got Paris Campbell. You got Zach Pascal. Those are your four guys. The fifth guy, whether it's Patman or Strahan, you really, in a perfect world, you would rather neither of those guys ever sees the field as an offensive weapon. You'd rather that be the case. So whether you carry a sixth wide receiver or not, you'd like not to matter, but here's why it does. Because Paris Campbell is injury prone as can be. And so you are likely to need a guy in that fifth spot to come in and do some good work. Patman, 6'4", big catch radius. Strahan, 6'5", big catch radius. Both have really good feet. Both have good hands. What are you going to do? Who are you going to keep? You hope it doesn't matter, but I think it really does matter. And we'll see tonight a little bit. I don't know whether Strahan's going to play, but Patman is likely going to play. Then you've got the question of Jordan Wilkins, who's a really good dude and has played on this team for the last 3 years. Are they going to keep a fourth running back? You know what? You might not be able to because of Eric Fisher, right? Because of Quentin Nelson. You're not going to IR Quentin Nelson. You'd rather not IR Eric Fisher if you project that he's going to be available at some point in the first 6 weeks of the season, because it's those 6 weeks he would miss if he goes on IR. But the Colts have the COVID list. Eric Fisher was added to the COVID list yesterday. Quentin Nelson was added to the COVID list yesterday. Nobody knows whether they tested positive for COVID or whether it's contact tracing, that kind of stuff, because of HIPAA rules, the Colts aren't allowed to announce who's got the COVID and who doesn't have the COVID. They don't even really talk about who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been vaccinated. We had a pretty good idea when it was mandated that in front of the media, guys wear a mask, that so it was clear when Carson Wentz came before the media, and then he declined to answer. I wish, you know what, if you're going to take a stand pro or con vaccination, I wish you'd do it publicly. If you're an NFL starting quarterback, we look to these guys as cultural figures, whether or not you're vaccinated or whether or not you're not. What was your decision process and why did you make that call? I know a lot of people say it's none of our business. I think it is some of our business. I do. I think it shows, we're not going to talk about vaccinations. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going down that wormhole. I'm just not. We're going to talk about sports. And to the extent that vaxxing or not vaxxing determines whether you can play, we mention vaccinations. And the NFL, they're looking to move up the testing protocol for vaccinated players to once per week instead of once every other week. Unvaccinated players get tested every day. Vaccinated players get tested every 2 weeks. The NFLPA would like that to be every day for everyone. The NFL would like it to be once a week for vaccinated players. How this is going to affect this season, I don't know, but it's going to have a profound effect on this season. If we were in the regular season right now, the Tennessee Titans would be in trouble. Mike Vrabel, the coach, he's got the COVID. You've got Ryan Tannehill, who's on the COVID list. You hope that players for the Colts don't fall on that list during the regular season. The Colts are behind the rest of the NFL in being vaccinated. The vax rate in the NFL is about 93%, according to reports. For the Colts, the last time we talked to Frank Reich about it, he said that the Colts are at about 75%. So you hope, number one, you hope that nobody kind of suffers the ravages of COVID and winds up in intensive care or worse. Number two, you hope guys don't miss games, because if you miss games, you put your team in a position where they're going to have a tough time competing. And that's just life in the NFL, and that's life right now. Do we wish that none of this was going on? Yes, we do. I think we all do. We would all like COVID to just go away. And that'd be nice. It's not doing that, is it? It's not cooperating. Viruses rarely do. One big kind of battle that sort of faded from importance because Carson Wentz has looked really good in practice is Jacob Eason against Sam Ehlinger for the backup spot. Hopefully that doesn't matter, right? You don't want to see either of these guys take a single snap in a regular season game. You just don't want that because neither of these guys is capable of playing winning football as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Ehlinger has really put himself behind the eight ball by throwing three picks in the first two preseason games. If he's clean tonight, that's a big difference. If Eason doesn't play well, that's a big difference. But if Eason plays well, if Eason plays a legit level quarterback tonight, he's going to be the backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, and that's a good thing. We like Jacob Eason. Pacers camp opens a month from tomorrow. Can you believe that? And then they're back on a normal schedule, so they're going to get normal, like, off time during the summer, which I guess is a good thing. I don't think it should. Playing basketball, for the love of God. You know what I mean? It's like baseball players. Oh, it's a day game after a night game. I got to sit this one out, Skip. Really? You play baseball for a living, for God's sake. Take the day off from BP. You know, go play. Have fun. Why is it not fun to play baseball just because you're making millions of dollars to do it? Why is it not fun? Cubs Sox this weekend. Cubs fans get to watch Dylan Cease start on Sunday. They get to watch Eloy Jimenez all weekend long. And Rue, the trade that I told you in the moment was absolutely terrible. Jose Quintana goes to the Cubs. Cubs give up Dylan Cease and Eloy Jimenez. Yikes. What a crappy deal. Thanks, Theo. You know, lots to thank Theo for, really, including the 2016 World Championship, right? But there are some things that, man, what were you thinking? And that is one of the tops of the list. Illinois hosts Nebraska tomorrow in the Big Ten opener. Like, if you're the Big Ten, this is the, hey, we're playing again. Illinois and Nebraska? For God's sake, what, was Rutgers busy? You couldn't schedule them in this game somehow? You couldn't have a three-way snooze fest? Anyway, Illinois is 7-point dog. I'm taking the Fighting Illini as a 7-point dog. And then the over-under is 54.5. I'm taking the under. Because I think early in the season, you got the defense ahead of the offense. And so I think it's going to be under. And I think Illinois covers but doesn't win. So there you go. High school football tonight. Lots of great high school football around in central Indiana. I recommend highly you go to a game. I went to the, and Julie, we both went to the Westfield Cathedral game last week. Had a great time, as always. Avon is going to be at Ben Davis. Detroit King is going to be at number 2 Carmel. And these rankings are via the Jeff Sagarin rating. We're not going to rely on AP voters to tell us who's good and who's not. Number 9, Fishers is at Pike. Number 19, HSE is at North Central. Chatard is at Warren Central. Number 17, Roncalli is at Franklin Central. Number 1, Cathedral is at Brownsburg. Number 4 in the state, that's the game of the night. Lafayette and Danny O'Neill was really good last week for Cathedral as they beat Westfield 14-0. We would expect the same tonight out of the great Danny O'Neill. Lafayette Central Catholic is at Guerin Catholic. New Pal is at number 11, Brebeuf. So there you go. How about some birthdays today? You know what? You know why we do this? Because everybody deserves to have their birthday celebrated. And there's some people out there, there are some Facebook friends of mine, and these are called from Facebook, who don't have anybody to celebrate their birthday with. So they wake up in the morning and they remember when they were kids and their parents sang them happy birthday, and it was wonderful and you felt special. And there are people in our lives today who wander around on their birthday not feeling very special because nobody recognizes them. So we do it as kind of a small way of saying, hey, you matter to us. Terry Siegel, happy birthday. Chris Schaefer, the great Alex Golden, happy birthday. Danette Rowland, Chris Christie, David Duchnowski, happy birthday. The great Gordon Wittenmeyer, happy birthday. Dan McNeil, Bruce Murdoch, Tim Young, Jenny Lawler, Melissa Malott, and James Whiteford, happy birthday. Not to be confused with James Whitford, the head coach of the Ball State Basketball Cardinals. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now, right about 5 o'clock, we will be live at the Hoosier Hardwood Festival. I cannot wait to see you out there this weekend.